Welcome to Align and Arise, the podcast for wildly ambitious women who want to break free from the struggle, build a life without limits, and create success, wealth, and happiness completely on their terms and with way more than just the money in mind. I'm Abby Rogers, therapist, mentor, and abundance expert, and I'm here to help you create anxiety-free freedom and wealth that aligns with your soul. Let's dive in. Hey, so back as promised, and today's plunging straight in at the deep end. So time to get very real and raw and honest today, because up to now, really, I've only shared part of my story. So if you have been listening to the podcast in the past, or if you've been following me on social media or email or any of those things, you probably know the light version of my story about how I overcame anxiety and uncovered my natural inner confidence by accident, basically thanks to having some hypnotherapy for stage fright. And you might know that I've done a whole ton of self-development work along the way since, as I've navigated the minefield of entrepreneurship and neurodiversity and all of the wonderful challenges that brings. But I've only told you half of the story because there's some other more difficult stuff that I've always kind of kept hidden in the background. Stuff that I haven't really felt able to share until recently because it's all felt too vulnerable, too scary, too much like I shouldn't go there for fear of upsetting other people and what the fallout might be. But it's really the whole reason why I've come to this point of leaning heavily into helping women with their self-worth and confidence so that they can become more financially empowered and firmly take the driving seat in their own lives. So I can't not go there really now. And I feel like without it, without telling this truth, my story doesn't make a whole lot of sense to anyone who's been following me and is maybe wondering, why are you suddenly talking about wealth so much? It's just not something I've been comfortable with until pretty recently, when I've feel like I've come full circle and I've done all this wealth development work on myself. So money is something that I was very uncomfortable talking about for a very, very long time. And despite growing a multi six figure business in the past and wanting the financial freedom side of things, the actual money side of it felt very dirty, very shameful, very icky to me. Most of the time I was running that business, I worried what my friends and family must think of me. It was a really uncomfortable, unpleasant, trapped kind of feeling. And I thought they probably perceived me as some sort of greedy, money-grabbing bitch, even though I knew that wasn't me. That's what I imagined everybody must be thinking. And how rude of me to judge my friends and family like that, right? But I did a great job of living up to that stereotype by being pretty rubbish in those relationships and working all the hours to try and keep that business running. Money was a stressful thing. It was a tainted thing to me. And at the same time, I felt I had no option but to keep working hard to create it because I needed it for the future of the business, for my own future, and for the livelihoods of everyone else who depended on the business. Weird as it sounds, I never really personally got into the business to make millions or anything like that. It was more because it was an outlet for me to do the thing that I loved most about my work at the time, but do it in a way that felt really good and really aligned to me rather than being pushed into everybody else's like targets and time frame and their model of how that type of business would run. So it was like, this is my freedom. So yeah, maybe we're seeing a bit of what was feeding some of my anxiety at the time was all that money stress that I just didn't really want. And recently, having carried out an entrepreneurial mental well-being survey. Money's come up as, probably not surprisingly, the biggest source of anxiety for people who took part in that survey, even among the people with really successful businesses, which is one of the other big things that's made me think, well, it's time to take a deep breath and start leaning into owning the fact I can help people with this, help them overcome their wealth worries and financial anxieties as a big part of my work. And given the current economic climate and the slowdown many businesses have seen, this feels like a really important area of work at the moment, and I know that people need it, and I know from personal experience that money stress can, and usually does, run way deeper than a few mindset shifts. So I feel kind of compelled to get out there and show people what it's really all about and what they really need to do to make peace with money. But going back to the story, for a really long time I actively rebelled against the idea of money because I didn't want people to think badly of me, and I didn't want me to think badly of me. I'm not massively materialistic. It's not a big thing for me, but I leaned harder and harder into almost going totally the other way, into the idea of doing everything for myself instead of paying for support, like just refusing to get a cleaner at work when we needed one. How daft is that? Running everything on a shoestring, pushing back against any sort of extra spend or extravagance, particularly if it was something I could do. And I took on the role of the engine of that business, feeling like putting it upon myself that I was the only thing holding it all together, allowing myself to drown under the stress of the whole thing and pretending it was all okay. And I've talked about that part of it before, but what I also did was I completely focused on the engine side, the running side of the business, and took my eye off the money ball. Told myself I didn't have time, I didn't understand it, I had far more important things to do. Other people within the business had qualifications, had experience, and knew better than me. So I let them get on with it, and I let them tell me what they thought was best for me and the business. That's crucial because I think there is nothing wrong with outsourcing and handing over to people who do know how to work the numbers better if you're not comfortable with that. But you need to make sure that you understand them and that you're able to make decisions based on real understanding, which is not what I did at all. So I chose to just let them get on with it, bury my head in the sand, rather than staying informed and using my own judgment. And I was also very hard to access that information, which just kept me further away from it. And this comes back not only to the fact that I had anxiety and didn't feel like I could cope with doing the financial bits as well, and was far too preoccupied with trying to be nice instead of standing up for myself and taking the reins. Definitely that was a huge part of the problem, but it also reflects what I believe is a huge systemic problem for women, that we just don't feel confident around money and we don't feel worthy enough of dealing with it. And we're trained from a very young age that it's complicated, that it's difficult, that it's over our heads. And really, there are very few female financial role models out there, though recently we've started to see some changes, like the female founder of Starling Bank, Anne Bowden. Excellent news. We are constantly chastised, aren't we, for our spending behaviours, and encouraged to pursue things that are deemed as more worthy, and taught not to talk about money because it is vulgar and wrong. And I remember it always being something that the men in my world talked about without involving me in the discussion. And I'm sure you've all had the experience of salespeople looking straight past you and looking straight at the bloke standing next to you when it comes to financial discussions and purchases. And plenty of us growing up have been groomed to find a good man to take care of you, haven't we? And that's exactly where I found myself, running a business but completely disempowered. and for the majority of it, not only disempowered, but kept completely in the dark, because the men got on with talking about the money while I ran around like this headless chicken woman trying to keep it all together. And not to go into it too deeply here, because I don't think that necessarily achieves anything to kind of dig in there and pull out all the bits. But the way I allowed myself to be treated around money led to what was essentially a financially abusive dynamic. So my trust was betrayed. I well and truly had the wool pulled over my eyes. And as a result, I lost out hugely, walking away with pretty much less than nothing after, well, definitely less than nothing after 12 years of really hard work and sacrifice, which is a really big part of what made me bloody determined to build my own successful business, doing what I loved, make up for the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of pounds I felt that I'd lost out on, prove to myself that I could do it, and make up for the position it had put my family in and everybody I loved, having to find money to pay for debts that weren't even entirely mine while I was expecting our second son. So being put in that position for a long time, I was pretty angry about it. I felt like I'd been put in that position. But by this time, I was busy building my therapy practice and I dealt with the anxiety. Thank goodness, because if that had landed on top of the anxiety and everything else, I may just have fallen apart. And by this point, I was thoroughly into my self-development journey. And through working on this and releasing all the trauma and the shame and working on those deep money stories that had got me into such a mess in the first place, I was able to shift my perspective, let go of the blame and the victim mentality, and stop looking outside of myself and realise that this had all fundamentally come about because of my own low self-worth in the first place. Yes, there was some pretty bad behaviour from other people, but it was all able to happen because I was allowing it to happen. Because when we have really high self-worth and when we feel confident and in control of our lives and our finances, we just don't get into relationship dynamics like this in the first place. When we don't need anything from anybody else, when it's all coming from within us and we feel completely worthy, we just don't start trying to fill that void with other people who may not have our best interests at heart. And when we feel empowered and in control, people just don't mess with us. They don't get the signals. We don't send out those needy, helpless signals that attract the narcissists and the power-hungry personalities in the first place. We just don't give them room to get in, because we exude stability and self-sufficiency and we trust ourselves rather than giving away our power the minute our subconscious brain senses it's the easy option. So that is why I want to help women do this deep self-worth work alongside shedding all their stress and anxiety and build a healthy set of narratives around money and empowerment, so they never have to find themselves in a position like mine where they've lost out because they haven't felt capable and they've given away their power. We are all capable. We just need to lift all those lies that we've been trained into and start taking control. So several years on now, I am pleased to report I have an excellent relationship with money. I've done a lot of work reading practically everything on wealth and manifestation I can get my hands on, and understanding how that dovetails with the neuroscience and the fundamental confidence and self-worth work that I'm already so familiar with. And now it's time to share. And actually, looking back on this whole thing, it's been one of the most painful but brilliant lessons that I've ever had, because it's really fueled my fire. It's encouraged me to take ownership of myself and my future like never before. And hard as it was at the time, I would not be where I am now without it. And that's genuinely true. I would not have done half the stuff I've done if I hadn't had that bad experience. And for that, I am eternally grateful. So I hope today's episode has helped you think a little bit more deeply about your relationship with money and self-worth. And I hope you're already feeling firmly in your power. But if you think that you might have some work still to do, here is the first step. Just head over to my website, www.abigail-rogers.com, and register for my free 21-day e-course, Worthy, Wealthy, Wise, which I am just about to launch. It takes you through a series of daily 10-minute trainings and exercises, which are all done over email, which will help you to understand how to build self-worth and wealth wisdom from within and put you in a natural state of abundance and attraction and control. And I think you are going to love it. It is on the homepage. So just go straight to www.abigail-rogers.com and scroll down until you find Worthy, Wealthy, Wise. Or you can find it by clicking through to the Work With Me page, and it's on there lower down. And you can also get help directly from me during the e-course if you do need any further support at any time. So I will see you there. And as I say, I hope today's episode has been interesting and insightful, and I would love to hear from you if that has inspired you at all. See you soon.